Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. I'm feeling good and praising the Lord. And some of you know I'm having a little trouble with this old heart. I've had a couple of big old heart attacks, major ones back there. And I've survived. And to everyone's surprise, I'm still around, and I'm not setting any dates. I don't know when, but I want to tell you, neighbor, I'm ready. And I'm thanking God I'm not in pain. But I have to go to my good Dr. Bulger, who's my physician, and he's the one that said he had an assignment from God to keep me preaching to those Indians. And now I was to mind him, and he got me down to 180 pounds from over 200, and I'm minding him, and I'm on a lot of pills, but it's been working real good, and it's gone on and on, and now it's been nearly 15 years sailing along, just doing my best, and a wonderful team supporting me and making it all possible, and I don't try to do what I can't do. I got to turn it over to somebody that can do it. And now, in the routine check, they found that my pulse was down to 36. And they got a little alarmed, and they sent me to the heart specialist, and he was real alarmed. And I'll tell you, probably for the first time on the radio, he said, "You could drop dead any minute." He said, "This is crucial." And he said, "It's not only slow, it's irregular." And so he had some tests done, and I wore a thing on my chest for several days and took back to him, and it printed out my beat of my heart, and so they could study it. There's this scientific equipment. But it was painless, and I wasn't in any pain. He said, "You have headaches, don't you?" And I said, "No, I don't have any headaches." And I don't. And I don't understand at all. He said, "Well, you're having trouble seeing?" And I said, "Well, I come to think of it, just the last 3 weeks or so, it's been a little difficult to read the print. And I thought I'm going to have to get a large print Bible. And I never thought anything about it. I thought it's old age." And he said, "No, that's because of your heart." And he said, "Are you having trouble hearing?" I said, "Well, I've been deaf for a long time. I wear these hearing aids, but it is worse." And when he started asking questions, and I started answering him honestly, "Yes, my hearing is getting worse." And so he said, "Well, we got to get you. We've got to get you in a special treatment here, and I don't know, probably a pacemaker, but we'll." And I said, "Well, Doc, I've got to make that missionary trip I've got scheduled." And I had those five churches, and that was a big one, and I felt I was supposed to do it. Now, neighbor, some of you aren't going to agree. You probably think, "Well, you should quit." Well, there was no one else could step in. And we were out of drivers, and for dear old Brother Les Phipps, bless his heart, he's 66 years old, or along in there someplace, but he is just an excellent driver, but one driver, and so we took out, and we didn't stop to eat or anything. We had our eating along with us, and we made it, and we made it all, and had a wonderful trip, and God gave us those clear highways, and I just praising God. And now we're back again, and I went to the doctor, and they've got to see him day after tomorrow. And then in a week they've got it set up, and I don't know what God's got for me, but I'm not laying awake over it. I'm in God's hands, and I'm committed to be faithful, and I'm ready to go if he calls me. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I tell you, I have fellowship divine with the Holy Spirit and with my brothers and sisters in the Lord, and with a group like my fine team out in Radio Land. Neighbor, thank you for being on the team. Thank you for your prayers. And let's just praise God and do the best we can. That's what we're doing. And he's meeting the needs and is enlarging it. And I just praising God. I don't know the answer. I just live from day to day doing the things God wants me to do. And it's a joy to come to you on this old radio and bare my heart to tell you how I feel and what I believe, and I believe it with all my heart. And so God's able to make all the pieces fit. If we say, lead on, O King Eternal, you lead, we'll follow. And it's joyful. I'm enjoying it. I tell you, I enjoyed the ride. I thought, well, I can always crawl back in the sleeper and get a nap. I never was in the sleeper once because Les could only drive a limited number of hours, and he followed the rule books. When he was done driving, we just generally was someplace. And you know, it's wonderful, a seven-day trip. We only spent two nights in motels. We've got friends scattered all along the way, and we just happened to drop in, you know, and leave them some stuff. And generally they say, can you stay all night? And we was hoping that they'd say that, because we're tightwads. And we only had to, in 7 days, go and clear back to North Dakota, two nights in the motel. And we only ate in restaurants a very few times because people wanted us to stay overnight and have supper and breakfast. Well, we just accommodated them, and it kept the bill down. We made that whole trip, our expense, the motel, the food, the fuel for the truck, for a little over $1,500. Praise God. And the wonderful people along the way, well, with those churches we visited, they'd have a little old poke gathered up, and there was $1,300 and some given to us along the way. So that made it possible. Now, every trip don't work that way, neighbor. We have to dig deep and provide because some places don't have anything. But how wonderfully well the Lord provided for our needs. And I just wanted to share that. There's nothing hidden, neighbor. There's nothing that's under the table. We're operating on top of the table. And we've got a system. You donate anything, you get a receipt. And we give receipts, and they're tax deductible. And if you give an automobile, you have to set the value of it. We can't. But it works out real well all the way along. We can tell you what the law says and make some suggestions. And people find out it's more profitable sometimes to donate it to the Lord and put it to work and get that reward and end up that it is better for them materially because they can take the tax breaks on that stuff. And we're just praying for that trailer house that we need at 22, 24, not over 24 footer, and it needs to be perfect, everything working and good. It won't be towed a lot. It'll be used in Indian country, and once we get it there, why, it just will make some short jogs around there, but it has to, they're going to be living in it all the time. And then we need that pickup truck that we're going to give our dear old brother Winter, and we pray that it will be a good one. And we need that automobile for Cindy Begay, that Navajo girl from New Mexico, Hospa, New Mexico, down in Navajo country. And she's at the Northwest Indian School, and she needs some help. and she'll be using it. She's on helping with the staff work and helping. She's a student and learning, and she's going back to spend her life telling those people about Jesus. So you pray about it, and we'll be faithful as we do our best to meet the needs of these people. We have found that it is more profitable at this stage of the game for us to help those that are out there that are so limited that they have no access to the resources. And God is using us to meet their needs. And that's what we're after. We minister to the body that we might minister to the soul. And brother and sister, it is working. For what you have put together, it wasn't a scheme or a plan of man. You've directed our steps, and we answered the call. And Lord, we turned our back on what some people thought were big doors and big service, and we thank thee for what you did doing with us. But thank you that you led us to the Indians. It's been a wonderful, joyful experience going to the most needy mission field that the American church will have to answer for, the Indian reservations right here in our backyard. Bless the team today. Oh, God, bless those that are so faithful with their letters and their support. And we pray, oh, God, that thou would just meet their needs, whether they be spiritual or material or financially, whatever it is, and we'll give thee the praise. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.